When Americans buy a piece of clothing at the store, they seldom take time to read the tags in the garment. But both in what they say and in what they don't, these tags speak volumes about American culture. Most clothing tags include the brand name in large letters and the size in smaller script, often an abbreviation like S or XL. The tags also give cleaning instructions and tell us where the product was made. In malls of America, the world is represented mainly on garment tags. We don't see the world in an enclosed mall, but it's there, a part of the invisible complexity of shopping centers. The tag says simply, made in Honduras or made in Indonesia. But what does that mean? It generally means that the manufacturer has arranged to have the garments made cheaply in the third world. It means that our brand name clothes are made by unnamed women, whose labor is even cheaper than men's. It means that our vaunted American independence depends on other people's impoverishment. It also means that we want such workers out of sight and out of mind. In 1996, Americans were scandalized to discover that the clothes bearing the celebrity brand name of Kathy Lee Gifford were made in Honduran sweatshops, where children as young as 5 made 31 cents an hour for as much as a 75-hour week. The dictionary defines a sweatshop as a shop or factory where employees work long hours for low wages under bad conditions. We would be horrified to see a sweatshop in our own neighborhoods, but somehow, in the third world, sweatshops seem almost natural. We tend to forget that the underdeveloped world wasn't underdeveloped simply by chance, but usually by the choice of colonial powers. It's convenient to forget that maintaining the underdevelopment of the rest of the world is good for those of us in the overdeveloped world. One of the conceptual tools that economists use is the labor theory of value. The idea here is that goods acquire their worth because labor adds value to raw materials. Cotton in the fields isn't worth much, for example, until workers pick it, process it, spin it and dye it, assemble it as jeans or t-shirts, and package it for market. The labor theory of value asks us to value this sweat equity by paying workers adequately. And it asks us to notice that the profits that investors and corporations accrue come in large part from the surplus value that labor adds. So that's the labor theory of value. But Americans seem to believe in what Dr. America calls a value theory of labor. Here the principle is that we can't get a good value unless we exploit foreign laborers. We keep our prices low by keeping their wages low. We keep our wardrobes full by forcing them to live in spaces about the size of our walk-in closets. And the lovely thing about all this is that we don't ever have to see the consequences of our actions. The free market and manufacturers take care of this for us. We understand consumption as a matter of value, but not so much as a matter of more substantial values. By ignoring the fact that our preference for monetary value is in fact a moral value, we keep our values intact. Our motto seems to be, don't sweat the sweatshops. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, hoping that we don't cheapen ourselves by our dependence on cheap labor.